Hi there. The word for you today is, your trial is producing maturity. In 1 Peter 5, verse 10, we read, after you have suffered a while, God will come and establish you. Stephanie Voiland writes, and I quote, my friend spent months job hunting, and as leads failed to pan into paychecks, she became discouraged. Yet she refused to anesthetize the waiting ache. She fasted from TV, believing God had given her this time to reflect on where she was headed. Through those agonizing months, God showed up in ways more profound than any job offer. For example, she looked for a way to support herself. He taught her a new level of dependence on him. She waited for a potential employer's call. God spoke to her soul. She searched for a genie God to instantly meet her needs. God blew her away by revealing that he's bigger than she ever dreamed. Well, eventually, she landed a job and was grateful. But she was even more grateful to learn how God meets us through waiting in ways beyond those we can ask or imagine. Sometimes in the bleakest moments, his intervention manifests itself. We receive the perfect job, the physical healing, the necessary funds, and the wait is over, and that's wonderful. But other times, he does the miracle in us. Look, gold only becomes valuable when the impurities have been removed in the fire. And God uses tough times like a refining process to bring out the best in us. He controls the heat. Please understand that. He controls the heat because his goal isn't to destroy you, but to develop you. He tailors the trial to the area in your life that needs work. And as you mature, he ups the intensity. Ever watch athletes? They start out training with light weights, and as they grow stronger, they progress to heavier ones. Here's the point. As you grow in Christ, obstacles that once seemed overwhelming to you will just be par for the course.